New Hampshire has some of the most financially savvy residents in the nation. In fact, only North Dakota ranks higher in the study conducted by GoBankingRates.com. The Los Angeles-based firm surveyed all 50 states and the District of Columbia to report their findings. Mississippi finished last in the Money Savvy States survey. GoBankingRates.com says in their report that residents in the top states are more likely to make use of retirement accounts, bank services, and have lower rates of debt collection and loan delinquency. I spoke to author Elissa Kirkham about the survey and New Hampshire's high standing.
Elissa, can you give us a little insight as to what went into this study of the most savvy states?
Yeah, so we looked at some data compiled by other surveys. Some of the information was from the FDIC. Another was from the Council for Finance Education. Some of the other data was from the U.S. Financial Capability Survey that FINRA does every year. So we just looked at, from sources like that, we looked at three basic categories that would indicate that residents in a given state are financially savvy. One was the use of bank services. So that's, people have a savings account, they have a checking account, and that's what they use for things like depositing their check, withdrawing money, paying their bills, as opposed to using alternative financial services like a prepaid card or, a money order or having to go somewhere like a gas station to cash their check. Another indicator that we looked at was kind of savings and investing behavior. So we looked at whether residents in a given state saved more than they spent. So were they living within their means? Did they have a retirement account? Was there a high portion of residents in that state who had a retirement account, either through their employer or through a non-employer retirement plan? And we also looked at things like, did they have investments in stocks and bonds? Did they have an emergency fund saved? And did the state have a low rate of bankruptcy? And the last thing we looked at was the policies in a given state, where we looked at, did they require students at the high school level to take an economics course, to take a personal finance course? Was the typical high school student in that state going to graduate with a basic knowledge of personal finance and what goes into responsible money management? And so those were the three main categories that we looked at was personal finance education, savings and investment behavior, and then also the use of banking services of residents in that state.
Now, North Dakota, according to your survey results, was the number one state in that survey, and New Hampshire, where I happen to be speaking from, was number two, and that must mean that of those categories, both those states must have scored high in all of them.
Yes, yeah, they did, and their rankings were a little bit better or different. Some did a little better in certain categories than others. For New Hampshire, their best category was actually in savings and investing behavior, so New Hampshire residents, they were more likely to have a retirement account. They were more likely to be living within their means, not spending more than they make each month. They were also above average with their use of banking services, in the top five for that, actually. And they also do require high school students to take an economics or personal finance course.
Now, some of those states didn't fare so well, and many of those were in the South. Did you find that to be the case?
Yes, that was definitely kind of something we saw with regional look, was that many states in the South didn't perform well. And I also saw that in terms of the states that were more money savvy versus the ones that were the least money savvy, those states that are money savvy, they tend to have higher median incomes. New Hampshire has a very high median income. If it's not the highest, it's one of the highest in the nation. So with those higher incomes, New Hampshire residents are going to have more room in their budget to make those smart choices like, save a portion of their paycheck into a retirement account. They're going to be able to live within their means and have a little left over every month. They might have a little extra funds to be able to start investing in stocks and making those investments that will, help them grow their wealth and prepare for the future. So it's really that contrasts with, the worst state, which is Mississippi, which has the worst median income in the U.S., it's also, according to a recent survey, from 24/7 Wall Street, it was named the poorest state in the nation. So you can see that people in that state, they just don't have the financial room to be able to start making those choices. They're kind of just keeping up with day-to-day expenses. So, and it also, you know, I think speaks to a culture of is there a culture of financial responsibility? Are people more likely to be just struggling to keep what up? Or are they more likely to have people in their lives who are an example of good money management and be surrounded with people who have that mentality of growing wealth versus, you know, just keeping up with bills?
Alyssa Kirkham of GoBankingRates.com. GoBankingRates is a national website dedicated to connecting readers with the best interest rates on financial services nationwide, as well as informative personal financial content, news, and tools. According to their website, the firm collects interest rate information from thousands of U.S. banks, credit unions, and lenders. For InDepthNH.org, I'm Roger Wood.